Who's here? Thank you for coming home early. It's been a long one, hasn't it? You okay? Come on then, gorgeous. It's bedtime. Yes, I promised you could stay up until Daddy came home. How about if me and Daddy put you to bed? Does that sound marginally more acceptable? Come here, baby girl. No, no story tonight. Because you've already had three. You are my favorite little monster in the world. You are. And that is why I have to eat you. Daddy's gonna eat you. Yeah, she's gonna get you get her that sign, I'm gonna do something. Now it is time for my favorite, cutest little monster to go to sleep. I know Mommy is so mean, but I love you so, so much. Even when you don't let me sleep. I know. It makes no sense. But there you have it. What was that about not being sleepy? I see ya. Thank you, Daddy sees a yawn. Somebody is tired. How about me and Daddy stay here until you fall asleep? Is that better? You heard her. We're just gonna have to squish her and hug her and love her and keep her. We were planning on giving you back to the circus, but I think they've moved. Yes, you did. You were originally raised by monkeys. Which is why you're so cheeky. Cute, my squidgy little. I'm joking. You were really raised by elephants. Mm-hmm. love you too, baby. Yes, baby. Okay. What do you want mommy to sing? Mommy only knows part of that one. Okay. I'll try for you, Munchkin. You ready? Get closer. Tango, 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 daikazoku. Mommy does not know the rest. She doesn't speak Japanese. I'm so sorry. I love you so much. Tango. And then she was unconscious. I always, always love her. But I especially love her like this. Not standing on Lego. Careful. Please sleep through. Please sleep through. Hello. We should probably spend time together before I pass out. I'm sorry. I think I get baby brain and then I'm just so ready to sleep. I promise one day I'll return to myself. Or at least my thoughts will not be entirely taken up with Peppa Pig. You hungry? Come on in, mister. I already There's leftover pasta and bread. Only the finest for my baby daddy. Husband, baby daddy. That's the difference. You put a baby in me, and now I don't sleep. Ever. I wouldn't change it, but I like to complain. We're married, I'm allowed. Come on. Sorry, do I know you? You're that guy that comes here of an evening. We greet each other and then I go upstairs and sleep. Hey, how you doing? Oh, your face was so familiar, I gotta know. Didn't I marry you a couple years back? Well, it's all coming back to me. You crying at the mere sight of my magnificence in that beautiful dress. You weren't crying, it was very, very sweet. Don't be. If you weren't crying, I would have walked away. Don't be. It was adorable and wonderful and weirdly hot. I wonder if I could fit one thigh in that wedding dress. Have a little more cushion for the pushing nowadays. Well, I'm glad someone likes it. Amy, that sounds really, really nice, but I'm not sure you want me to fall asleep on you halfway through. A little bit like last time. I'm sorry. I have become a function. I am no longer a person. I am a facilitator of that little tyrant. I thought you had me wrapped around your little finger. You have got nothing on that girl. Uh-uh. We are in so much trouble. Is it possible to love something unconditionally and also be completely terrified of them? That's good to know. Oh my god, can you imagine when she's a teenager? I am gonna be gray and old and so saggy. This is what they do. They come. They become your world, your everything, your reason for existing. And slowly, they suck the life from you. So slowly that you don't even notice it before it's too late. And then it's like, damn, I am in the menopause. More. We only just did this one. Yes, and I'm still feeling the effects of it. Years later, 1, 2, 3, 4, oh my god. Make her stop growing. And make time stop. Where's it going? Where is my life beyond Peppa Pig and Paw Patrol and... I'm feeling like I would cut a bitch before I let that kid down. What has she done to me? It used to be mellow and now I'm neurotic. And sleep deprived and saggy and... out of touch and out of loop with everything that I love. Oh, I was mainly talking about Attack on Titan, but you too? Sorry. I do love you more. No. But I would really like to know how it ends. I'm sorry. You married a nerd. You knew the risks. You knew I would choose Nina over sleep, over sex. Tied with our daughter? I'm kidding. She comes before, but you know, it's a very, very close call. Yes. Hell yes, I want to watch with you. I want to be a lady laying on her husband's chest, watching weep shut. I do. Really, 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 really do. That's far less effort than sex. But I still might fall asleep, so, you know. The outcome might be the same. She know the Dongo song. Poor kid.